Come, take advantage of your neighbors up north. Ontario, Canada.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... G. Marshall. Much has been written about fate, retribution. You get what you give. Those who live by the sword die by the sword, and so forth. But often one starts out in life with what one believes are the best of intentions, only to be dealt a blow from which some of us never recover. This does not mean our lives are preordained, but as Shakespeare has said, the fault, dear Brutus, is in ourselves, not in our stars. In other words, know thyself.
You took long enough, Grishka. 8 bells is the time we agreed upon.
We were stopped by the cursed Coast Guard.
If we are delayed and cannot pull up anchor with the tide, risk everything.
Don't be nervous, Captain. I shall be back in an hour. When have I ever failed you?
Our mystery drama, The Guilt of the Innocent, is adapted from a story by Maxim Gorky, especially for the Mystery Theater by G. Frederick Lewis, and stars Fred Gwynn and Bob Caliban. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Contac, the 12-hour cold capsule. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
This year, give Mom a gift she can appreciate long after Mother's Day is over, like a General Electric kitchen appliance from True Value Hardware Stores. Hi, Pat Summerall to suggest you give her the GE food processor that shreds, slices, grates, grinds, mixes, purees, and more to help her cut down on food preparation time. Or give the General Electric king-size toaster oven broiler from True Value Hardware Stores. With it, she can toast 4 slices of bread at once, or broil a large steak, bake a casserole, and much more. And if you buy either the General Electric food processor or the king-size toaster oven broiler before May the 14th, you'll get something you can really appreciate. A rebate from GE. Get $5 back from GE when you buy their toaster oven broiler, $10 back when you buy their food processor. That's before May the 14th. So this year, give Mom a General Electric appliance from participating in True Value Hardware Stores. And remember, True Value is more than just a name. It's our way of doing business.
Sir.
Yeah.
You have 9 items.
Right, that's right.
This is the supermarket express lane. 8 items or less.
Well, all I bought was Bay's English Muffin.
Yes, sir. 9 packages.
You see, they're so versatile, I just grab the whole stack. They go with anything.
But not out the 8 items or less express lane, they don't.
Look, I eat them with lunch, brunch, dinner, parties, and snacks, so I need plenty.
You have 9 items, sir.
They're delicious with jam, sausage, bacon, and even cheese.
I like Bay's English Muffins with hamburgers myself.
You do? Well, then you can understand.
However, I would never abuse the privilege of the 8 items or less express lanes.
You see, whenever I think of the many delicious ways to serve them, I just kind of lose my head, I guess. Sorry. Gee, I feel so guilty.
Bay's English Muffins keep in your freezer for up to 6 months. You want to stock up? Go to the regular lane.
Okay, I'll take 1 package back to the dairy case.
Wait a minute. I'll overlook it this time, but I really should have called my supervisor.
Well, gee whiz, what's he like?
He likes Bay's English Muffin pieces. Next.
Let me paint the scene for you. Russia, a seaport town on a hot summer day. The sky blue 1 hour and the next boiling with black clouds and storms. From morning till night, cargoes from Greece, Turkey, Europe are loaded and unloaded. Sailors, dock workers, customs officials shout and curse one another, a bedlam of perspiring activity. Standing, watching all this with wide eyes is Ivan, a farm boy who has come to the city to find work.
I first saw Grisha Jelkash on the waterfront yesterday afternoon. He didn't see me. If I hadn't gone to church, I never would have met him. But that comes later. Can you imagine, Father, what a hungry wolf looks like? Scrawny, clever, shoulders humped, eyes looking everywhere. That's Grishka, a human scavenger. I was on the dock, lying behind a big coiled hawser, enjoying the sun, when I overheard two voices.
Hey, Grishka.
What do you want?
Is this when you come out of your hole? When it's 12 noon and everyone has stopped work to eat?
Haven't you anything better to do than spy on me, eh?
Grishka, who do you think you're fooling? It's me, Alexei. I've been working these dogs for as many years as you've been stealing from them.
Who says I steal?
My dear comrade, it doesn't bother me. It amuses me.
Oh, by the way, Grishka, the dock officers have gotten wind of those two cases of goods, remember? They're on the lookout.
What are you talking about, Alexei? Everyone on the waterfront is my friend. The guards, too.
I can't waste any more time talking to you. Just a word of warning, that's all.
Hey, wait a bit. Have you seen Leonid?
No, not for a week. You might ask your good friends, the dock guards. Turn around, Grishka. Your good friend Semyonich is right behind you.
Semyonich, I didn't see you.
Well, I see you, Grishka. You have been ordered not to come near this dock. Now turn around and go before I break your ribs.
Semyonich, old friend, you break my heart talking to me like that. Shake my hand, huh?
Let go of my hand. Let go, I say.
I'm just shaking it out of pure friendship. No hard feelings. I love you like a brother.
Let go of my hand.
Tell me, dear old friend, have you seen Leonid?
Leonid? Who's Leonid? I don't know any Leonid. Will you let go of me? The inspector will see you and he won't like this.
How can he object to old friends shaking hands, huh? Now, tell me, have you seen Leonid?
He's been taken to the hospital already 3 days. He was trying to steal some iron bars and they fell on his foot.
The poor man.
Crushed his foot. Serves him right.
Now, was I asking too much? Listen, Semyonich, I hear you've been sneaking off with two cases of goods, old boy. Huh?
You devil, you get out of here.
You had better watch your step. You'll get caught one of these days. I'll tell you what I'll do. I am that concerned for your soul. I shall go across the road to the church and pray for you. Who knows? I might even light a candle.
It so happened that I too, Ivan Ivanovich, was in that church to pray for my mother and father, who are sick, and for Masha, the girl at home I wanted to marry, and to offer a prayer to find work in this city, so that I could take enough money home to make my parents well again and be able to marry Masha. As I was leaving by the side door, I felt this Grishka Chelkash behind me.
After you?
Oh, no, sir, after you.
No. You were first at this church door. I insist.
Please, sir, politeness is necessary.
I'm amazed. A youth so well spoken in this day and age. We shall walk out at the same time. Arm in arm. My, what a muscular fellow you are. Hey, feel those biceps. You certainly are not from the city.
You can tell?
Oh, broad shoulders and sunburned face. That comes from plowing, and planting. The bag you're carrying, probably with your passport and papers. And your hand scythe. What use would a scythe be to a city fellow, You've been off mowing, I'll bet, huh?
You have to mow an entire acre and all you get is pennies. It's poor business. I can't save anything, and every day I'm getting older, and I want to get married.
Married, an admirable desire.
Would you believe it? 60 kopecks an acre they paid in Kuban. That's why I left there. Why do people work for so little?
If you can't afford the meal, even a crust of bread tastes good. What's your name?
Ivan Ivanovich.
Grishka Chelkash.
What are you, a cobbler, a tailor?
A fisherman.
A fisherman? You catch fish?
Fish? You are a country boy. No. People here don't only catch fish. They fish for drowned men, old anchors, sunken ships, anything available.
Oh, so that's your trade?
You have to be bold to be that kind of fisherman.
I'm afraid to be bold.
That means you're afraid to be free. Don't you care for freedom?
Oh, yes, yes. Be my own master. Go where you please. Do as you like. Oh, what a life it would be.
But you don't have the courage for it, huh?
I don't know. I'm too mindful of others, I suppose. And of course, I'm mindful of God.
God?
What were you doing in a church if you don't believe in God?
Who says I don't believe in God? I never said so. Have you eaten?
Not since last night.
I like you. I invite you to eat and drink. Come on.
Why I went along with Grishka Chelkash that day, Father, I will never know. Curiosity, I suppose. He was such a disreputable-looking man. I thought it was something of a joke. He should invite me to be his guest.
Come. Ivan, boy. Finish your glass. Do you want to make Grishka ashamed of his new friend?
It's no use. What can I do? I was born poor. I will die poor.
Would you like a job tonight with me?
A job? What kind of a job?
Look who's being choosy. A job. We're going fishing. You row the boat.
I don't mind a job, only I don't want to get into trouble.
What trouble?
I mean, I heard you talking on the dock. I just wouldn't want to do anything wrong.
You watch what you're saying, unless you'd like to see your nose on the other side of your face.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I need work. I don't care who I work for, but...
That's more likely.
I only meant you don't look like a working man or a boss, the way you're dressed.
You just do as I say. Here, aren't you going to finish your drink? Give it to me, then. It's a sin to waste vodka. What's keeping you? Ivan, what's the matter? I can't hold on to the prow of this rowboat all night.
The oar lock doesn't fit. Can I just knock it with the oar?
No. Not a sound. Push it down with your hand. It'll go in by itself. I told you to be quiet.
Quiet.
Ready or not, I'm shoving off. Now, row straight out to that blue light. See it? Go quietly. Do you have to make all that noise?
You! You are there in that robot!
He mean us?
You and the robot, bring it back! You hear me? Bring that robot back!
Keep rowing.
I thought this was
your boat. It is. Of course it is. Who else is?
Hey! Robert! Somebody is stealing a boat!
Oh, good Lord. What have I gotten into?
Stop blubbering, will you? Not yelling at us. It's someone else making off with the boat. It's not us.
I've never done anything like this in my life. Oh, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me.
Maxim Gorky, the author of this story, lived what he wrote about. He had a miserable childhood. It was hard. He was was poor. In fact, the name he wrote under, Gorky, in Russian means the bitter one. Grishka, the dock thief, and Ivan, the country bumpkin, are both pieces of this great writer's own life. How these two are transformed by time and events, we will discover when I return shortly with Act Two.
The Electra's all washed and loaded, and you're on your way. You figured 300 miles the first day, but with all of Electra's luxury and room, you're out 400 miles before you know it. Not only that, but the EPA mileage estimates are 22 highway, 15 city, and 18 combined. That's with the standard 5.7-liter engine and automatic transmission. Of course, your mileage will vary depending on how and where you drive, your car's condition, and how it's equipped. And EPA estimates are lower in California. But it's nice to know that a car with as much prestige and elegance as Electra can also be efficient. Buick Electra, a car that can actually make you look forward to a long trip.
They surely will have found you. The amazing things you see. The car that built the wonderful. How can such things be?
Electra models are equipped with GM-built engines supplied by various divisions. See your dealer for details.
This summer, Delta Airlines invites you to the South's biggest party. It's a four-day, three-night vacation extravaganza in that exciting French, Spanish, Cajun southern city of New Orleans. Imagine yourself flip-flopping in a carriage through the French Quarter, buying baubles, bangles, and booty in Pirate's Alley. Practicing your French over your morning café au lait. Imagine Antoine, Bourbon Street, Preservation Hall, and all that jazz. Now, stop imagining and start packing. Your thrifty Delta Dream vacation price includes three nights at a top hotel, a New Orleans tour, a riverboat cruise, and more. Just RSVP to your travel agent. Then, let Delta take you up the lazy river to the big summer bash in New Orleans.
The price of your vacation in New Orleans is $93 to $153 per person, double occupancy, plus Delta airfare. Delta is ready when you are.
We're in a small rowboat skimming across the dark harbor. At the oars, Ivan, a country boy with a thirst for money and dreams of tomorrow. In the stern, an old experienced rascal of a thief, Grishka, with no thoughts of the future. Grishka, who lives only for each day, for which he steals by night. Here is Ivan.
Oh, I am in this boat. What am I doing? Whatever this old robber is engaged in. I'm sure he is up to no good. The night is black as ink. Everywhere there are anchored vessels like ominous floating gravestones. I'm terrified.
You are rowing well. We shall reach our destination soon.
Grishka, I'm frightened.
What a fool you are, boy. There's nothing dreadful about water. You know, I have always loved the sea, especially at night. That dark, wide expanse, boundless, free, mighty.
Are we near?
Soon. A fisherman must be patient.
I don't see any tackle in the boat. Where is the tackle?
The tackle, in the stern, right under where I'm sitting.
What sort of tackle is it?
Be quiet, huh? Don't poke your nose into what's not your business. You've been hired to row, and you'd better row.
You told me I'd get 5 rubles. Did you mean it?
Would I cheat you? If I said 5, when you've done your part, you'll get 5.
Ahoy there! You, rowboat!
Oh, who's that? What's that?
Searchlight.
Only the Coast Guard. You do as I say and keep your mouth shut.
Ahoy, Coast Guard.
Pull up alongside us.
Yes, sir. We'll row right up to you.
Now, mind what I said. Play dumb. I'll do the talking.
Why
What do they want?
They're only looking for smugglers.
Don't worry.
To begin with, I would like to know what a rowboat without lights is doing out in these waters this time of night. What is your name?
Grishka Chelkash. Why, my boy, I'm old enough to be your father. And a very good job you're doing patrolling. I've always said so, haven't I, Ivan? These coast guards, I've always said, I'd hate to be a smuggler trying to get away with any contraband in these waters, haven't I?
Who are you, young man?
He's my cousin, Ivan Ivanovich. He's from Kuban.
Are you Ivan Ivanovich?
Oh, yes. I am Ivan.
We just went out for a little row.
And you are just showing him the sights of the harbor, is that it?
How did you know? Ivan's never been in a boat before.
Oh, is that so? Well, where did you learn to row, Ivan?
Who, me? I always knew how to row.
Isn't he the boastful young liar? You know that's not true, cousin. You must speak the truth to the Coast Guard.
I always speak the truth, as God is my witness.
And whose rowboat is this?
I don't know. We just took it.
He has such a quaint way of putting it, like all country boys. Of course, he doesn't know my boat. He just came in from Kuban today.
Well, I'm letting you go. We haven't found anything in your boat.
Oh, why should you? There isn't anything. So good. We'll be on our way.
And you'd better get back to shore before you run into trouble. We're stopping all boats without lights.
Back to shore. We certainly shall. Come, Ivan. Good night, Captain.
I am not the captain.
Good night anyway. Ivan, you can thank your lucky stars. If that Coast Guard officer had been suspicious, they would have clapped us in irons. And I'll tell you once again, and I mean it. When I say play dumb, I mean just that. Now, row to that boat with a little blue light.
Let me go, please, for the Lord's sake. Put me on shore somewhere. What am I to you? I can't go through with this. I'm not used to such things.
What are you babbling about? We haven't done anything.
Wrong things. I know what you are up to.
Hold your tongue, idiot. That's what I get from taking some lout from Kuban. If I didn't need you, you wouldn't be here. So keep quiet and row. More to the left, idiot. Or we'll go right by her.
I can tell you, I was never so terrified. This man will kill me. He would use me and kill me. Or if he didn't, the others would. Who they were, who he was in league with, I didn't know. But I knew something was very wrong. And something was going to happen. I was being punished by God for seeking so much money. 5 rubles for a night's rowing. We tied up at the big steamer with the blue light and climbed on board. On deck, I held onto the rail in the dark. I couldn't stop shaking.
You took long enough, Grishka. 8 bells is the time we agreed upon.
The cursed Coast Guard stopped us, Captain.
Stopped?
Nothing happened, Captain. Nothing. I told them I was out for an evening's row with a country cousin.
They believed you? With this cousin?
Hook, line, and sinker.
They didn't see which way you went.
Of course not. What do you think I am? An amateur?
Late, and excuses. Not the way I do business.
Leonid is in the hospital with a crushed foot. I had to take what I could find. I was looking for hours.
You should have looked sooner. We may anchor in the morning tide. What will you bring?
The same as last time.
Only the same?
It will be worth at least 1,000. At least.
Are you sure? Have I ever told you more when it was less? That's not the way I do business. 1,000 rubles, guarantee. And you shall have it in the hour.
All right, it will do.
You expect too much, Captain. One cannot make a killing every time.
All right, all right. Is that your rower, that creature by the rail, your cousin?
That's him.
Is he strong enough to go back and return here in an hour?
Oh, strong as an ox.
Then go, go. 1 hour from now, I shall expect you.
Don't be nervous, Captain. When have I ever failed you?
Now I knew for certain I was in trouble. Shady doings. And God is punishing me. I was a lost soul. I rolled with the devil behind me to another dock, further along down the waterfront. Let me go, for heaven's sake. Let me ashore here. I won't say a word.
Stop whining. Give over rowing. Now, push the boat along with your hands on the wall.
Quietly, you idiot. Stop. Give me the oars. Give them here. Where's your passport? Your paper? In the bag. Give me the bag.
Good. That, my dear fellow, is so that you won't run off.
Huh?
Without oars, you might have gotten off somehow, but without a passport and identity papers, you will be afraid to. Now, watch what I'm doing. Tying the stern line to this iron ring by the ladder. I'm climbing up that ladder to the dock, and you wait for me. If anyone asks you anything, hold your tongue. If you want to get off alive, one peep out of you, and I'll find you and sink you to the bottom of the sea.
In a moment, Grishka was up the ladder and gone. I was alone in the boat in the water. Everywhere I looked, I saw death. On my left was a half-sunken big black hulk without masts. A huge coffin. Death. I could see storm clouds rolling in. Everything was cold and sinister, like death. I knew I would never see my mother and father and Masha again. Oh, Lord, what have I done?
Hey, you, Ivan. Are you asleep? I'm going to lower this box. You grab it from below. Mind you, it's heavy. Carefully now. Put it into the middle of your book. Carefully now. Now, here's another one, just as heavy. Now, take the oars, one at a time. Good. I'm coming down.
I want tighter. Now, row. I said, row. Back to the boat with the blue light. Come on now. Put your back into it. You've earned good wages, mate. Now we only have to slip by the Coast Guard. You can take your money and go home to your master.
The Lord knows if I shall ever see her again.
How frightened were you?
Me? Not at all.
You needn't work so hard now, George. Ease off. Row more slowly as we pass this breakwater. Softly. There are guards on duty at the end of the stones. They might fire a gun at us if they see us.
Holy Mother, pray for us sinners. Not the hour of our death.
Good. Now. That's good. We'll pass them now. There's a ship up ahead. Nothing to be scared of now. Hey, you've earned a good sum. How would you like 25 rubles? No, not five. 25.
I don't want anything. Only to be on shore.
You're a fool on shore. What kind of a life will you have? Work like this, huh? Fishing. You'll have plenty of rubles in your pocket. Enough to be a gentleman. Don't do like I do and drink it away. Here. Here's the ship, huh? Easy now. Easy, easy. We'll go around to the other side with the ladder. They've got ropes to pull up our fish. Oh, one night and I've made 500 rubles. What do you say to that, huh?
500? What's in those crates?
Well worth over 1,000. 2,000. But I sell cheap. Isn't this better than poverty in a village, huh, Ivan? Business, Ivan. Smart business. Ahoy there, Captain!
500 rubles. Oh, if I had all that.
Hey, let down the ladder. Hey, up there.
Not you, Grisha.
No, it's my great-grandfather. Hey, lay down the rope ladder.
Watch out, Grisha.
When the ladder comes down, Ivan, you tie the boat to it. Huh. They'll let down some ropes. We'll haul up the fish. Mm-hmm. And then we spend the night on board. And tomorrow, cousin, we'll have ourselves a nice row back to shore. I promise you the sights. I want you to take happy memories back to Kuban with you. And a few rubles.
Money. It isn't money, as it's sometimes said, that is the root of all evil, but the love of money. To Grishka, it's not the value of what he steals, but the escapade, the joy of outwitting the authorities. But to Ivan, I'm not so sure. Watch him. Rubles dance before his eyes. So I say, be a little wary of sympathizing with this country boy, and don't be surprised what's in store for you when I return shortly with Act 3. Remember, we were talking about the effect of money, good, bad, stolen, or borrowed. And to borrow an observation from the great Shakespeare, he said, "He that wants money, means, and content is without three good friends." But let's not generalize. Specifically, let's look down on the deck of that ship, the one that buys contraband. In other words, stolen goods. Ivan is sleeping on that deck.
Wake up, wake up. Good morning, little peasant. Wake up, Ivan.
What? Where am I?
You and I spent the night on my good friend's ship. He's about to pull up anchor. The sun is rising, so we must also.
I could have slept more. I'm still tired.
You had better not be. Huh? There's a bit of rowing to do to get us back.
Oh.
And the water's choppy. That means a storm.
But, Grishka, you haven't left yet. Better get a move on. I'm just going to give the order to weigh anchor.
When will you be back, Captain?
1 month from today. Look for the light.
That I will. Goodbye, Captain. Have a good journey. Make a large profit. And come back with an empty hold. Grishka will fill it. Will you look at that? Wow, it begins to rain. It couldn't have rained last night to hide us. When I think of it, I have to laugh. I really do. Oh, Ivan, you should have seen your face last night. Frightened? Tell old Grishka now that it's over. How many times were you ready to die?
It was my first time on such a thing. I could have ruined my soul for life.
Would you do it again?
I don't know. For how much money, that's the point. Grisha?
Oh, he's getting bold enough to say my name. Grisha. Well, 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 you're entitled. You're a full partner now.
Grisha, how much did they give you?
Look here, in my shirt. See here, in my trousers. So many ruble notes, I can't even hold them in two hands. 540.
I thought you were bragging. What a lot of money.
We'll have us a good time, my friend. There's enough here for that, huh? Food, wine, women. Now, don't you be worried, Ivan. I'll give you your share. What would you say to 40 rubles? Huh? Not 25, 40. Hmm? Satisfied? If you like, I'll give them to you now.
If you don't mind, I wouldn't say no.
He wouldn't say no. Oh, Ivan, I beg you to take the money. Please, please, take it. I don't know what to do with such a lot of money. Please, little Ivan, help me. Here, I put 40 whole rubles at your feet.
Oh,
look at him, look at him. He dropped the oars and look at him grabbing up the money. Oh, look at him stuffing all those wet notes into his shirt. Ivan, rubles against your chest. They'll keep you warm, huh? I'll wager you never saw 40 rubles before in your whole life. Huh? And there they are, in your shirt. You know, little one, you know you are greedy. It's in your hands, your fingers, your eyes. I can see it. That's bad. That's bad. But of course, you're a peasant. Your oars, lad. We'll let the next wave drive the boat onto the beach. Good. That does it now. Climb out with me before another wave catches it and drags it out again. These waves are strong. Come on, come on. We'll pull it up as far as we can. Up the beach. Pull, pull. That's it, boy. Pull.
It is far enough.
Fine. I wouldn't want to lose the boat. Those who own it will come along one day and fetch it. Well, we must say goodbye. It's 8 miles from the beach here to town. What are you going to do? Going back to the town?
No, I don't think so. I'm not right away.
I don't understand you, sir. Standing there with your head down. Ivan is saying goodbye to me, upsetting you. What's wrong?
Don't go. Please don't go.
What is it? I'm getting soaking wet standing here. What's the matter with you? Take your arms off me.
No, please.
Here, will you stop that or I'll give you a good smack across the mouth. Get away from me.
Think. Give me that money. Give it to me, for the Lord's sake.
What money? What? My 500.
What is it to you? You spend it in one night. All of it. In only one night. 500 rubles. It would last me years. Give it to me, Grisha. What do you care? Give it to me. And I'll pray for you every day. In three churches. For the salvation of your soul. You'll only cast it to the winds in sinful ways. I'll put it into land. Please, give it to me. All of it. What can it mean to you? It didn't cost you so much. 1 hour, one night. And you're rich. A deed of mercy, Grisha.
You stupid, greedy peasant, groveling
crawling on your knees.
You disgust me. You're not a man. You're not even an animal. No self-respecting dog would crawl like you. Here, take it. Take the money. Take it all. I throw it at you. Look, it's dancing in the wind. Oh, look at it. It's blowing away. You want it so much? Run to the water, Ivan. Pull it out of the sea. Get it. Find it. Go. Go debase yourself.
Come, little Rubel, come here. I've got you. There's one. Here you are. You thought you'd hide under that shell. Oh, I got you.
Greedy. To humble oneself for a Rubel.
Good. Dear friend, the Lord have mercy on you. I'm a rich man. You're a fine man, Grishka, a good man. Never will I forget you. Never. And my wife and children, I shall bid them to pray for you. You don't know how happy you have made me. Give me your hand. I kiss it.
I wipe my hand. I, who thought you were so innocent. Your guilt is beyond anyone. Beyond anything.
Do you know what I was thinking about when we were rowing back to land? I saw the money in your trousers. Sticking out of your shirt. I thought, I'll take the oar. See? The oar I'm rowing with. I'll give it to him. You! One hard blow! The money's mine. All of it. 540 rubles. Mine! Then into the sea with you, I thought. Who'll miss him?
Ivan, my little Ivan. The money has made you mad.
Why do you look at me like that? Why are you standing so close to me, Grishka?
You have a very short neck, mad dog.
Let me go. Let go of my throat. No.
You didn't think, did you, when you were thinking of hitting me with an oar and dropping me overboard? You didn't think this old man could squeeze your neck so hard, did you? Squeeze. You don't deserve to share the earth with God's creatures. You soil my hands. Oh, look at you there on the sands, squirming like a jellyfish out of water. Ivan Ivanovich, you dirty the clean sand.
My neck.
Your neck is not broken. I should have, but I didn't.
I can't. I can't get my breath. Jockey!
I leave you now, and I curse the day that brought us together.
He had been my friend. He was now my enemy. He started to turn away, turned his back on me. I picked up a stone and let it fly! Many a bird in the village I have killed with a stone. The stone hit Grishka in the back of the head as he fell, his face on the sand. He tried to move a leg. I saw it twitching. He tried to lift his head. I saw him quiver like a bowstring. Grishka, it's Ivan. I'll turn you over. Oh, you are heavy. Grishka. So much blood from your head. Get up. I'll help you.
Get away.
So much blood I'll stop the blood. Rip my shirt. Make a cloth, a bandage. Tie around your head.
Get away. Buzzard. Vulture.
Forgive me. It was the devil tempted me. I kiss your hand.
For heaven's sake, go away. Go to the devil.
No.
What more do you want? You've done your job. Go away.
Grisha, for Mary's sake, forgive me.
Sniveling idiot. God may have mercy. Mercy on your soul. But I, Grisha, Chalkash, I, Grisha, will not forgive. Oh.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. This is my true confession. He's still lying there, Father, on the beach. I came back here to the church where I first met him. This church, Father, I was going to give all the money I had to the poor, put it in the poor box. But when I stood outside the confessional, Father, I felt my pockets, and there was nothing, not one ruble. I have no money. I have nothing but the sin of blood. I confess it. His blood. Grishka's. Can you see? Still on my hands. This is it, Father. I am going now to the police and tell them where to find him. It is all madness. Everything I hoped, dreamed, all gone. Goodbye, Father.
How does the author, Maxim Gorky himself, end this story? He writes, "Soon the rain and the sea spray had washed away the red stain of blood where Grisha Chalkash had lain. Washed away Grisha, washed away the footsteps of the peasant lad, and no trace was left of them on the seashore." The end. I'll be back with a postscript very shortly.
When I go shopping, there's no doubt, my MasterCharge card carries clout.
When you carry MasterCharge, you carry clout.
When my cash is running out, I use the card that carries clout. MasterCharge, the number one card in the world.
When you carry MasterCharge, you carry clout.
Clout is MasterCharge, the number one card used by more people in more places to buy more things than any other card in the world. For shopping, for dining, for everything.
When my family's eating out, we use the card that carries clout.
When you carry MasterCharge, you carry clout.
Don't miss out. Carry clout.
A bitterness and a truth in this tale by Maxim Gorky. It was, in fact, the second story he had ever penned to paper. This account of Grisha Chalkash and other stories he wrote were based on his own experiences tramping about Russia. But it was this story of Grisha that brought the author worldwide recognition. Now, having heard it with our own ears, I think we know why. Our cast included Fred Gwynn, Bob Caliban, Earl Hammond, and Jackson Beck. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
She proceeded to Bide, got into boat number 5 with the other women. In no time, the boat was lowered, and the icy sea spray began to stab at their bodies and to blind their eyes.
The Carpathia, the ship that became the rescue ship...
was still, at that time, some 58 miles away. So the passengers learned later.
And the end of it all, matey? What was the end of it?
The Titanic lay in the water... like a dead monster. Suddenly, it rose to a black perpendicular. The forward funnel toppled into the sea, and in minutes, the Titanic found its grave at the bottom of the dark Atlantic. What hurt?
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by True Value Hardware Stores. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams. Join the Friday night poker game with the guys.
Or you can cash in on a great travel bargain and check out for less. Come to Ontario, Canada this summer and enjoy a foreign holiday that is near and new to you. Now, while the U.S. dollar is at better than a 10% premium, for every dollar you spend in Ontario, you get your money's worth and more. Now that Ontario has removed its hotel motel room tax, your travel dollar goes farther than ever. So come. Savor the flavor of Ontario Canada 78. Dollar for dollar, it all adds up to a great travel bargain for you. Come, take advantage of your neighbors up north. Ontario, Canada.
CBS News. Already there's speculation on what President Carter will do if Congress goes along with a committee vote to ease the bite of those hefty new Social Security tax increases. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The House Ways and Means Committee, on a 19-18 vote, voted to roll back part of the tax hikes due to take effect next year. The effort to trim the payroll tax still has a long way to go, but one committee member, Republican Bill Frenzel of Minnesota, was asked about President Carter's stated opposition to a rollback.
Even if the president were to threaten a veto, there's always the possibility that Congress at some point of the game will stick it on to the main tax cut bill, which president probably would not veto. Also, despite the threats of veto, I don't recall a president in my lifetime, at least, vetoing a tax cut bill. So I'd say this bill has a long way to go, but it's a lively bill yet.
Frenzel said the big tax increases approved late last year were ill-advised, and he said Congress still hasn't moved to cut the biggest of the increases, which take effect after 1980. More news in a moment.
If you're an investor looking for high interest income, you usually have to take some high risks along with it. Because if you want a low risk, you usually have to settle for low yield as well. But Dean Witter Reynolds can help you change all that by helping you get high yield with low risk. How can Dean Witter Reynolds do it? We'd like to suggest 3 different ways. 1, Ginnie Mae's.
Ginnie Mae's?
Government National Mortgage Association issues that can yield up to 8.5% and guaranteed by the U.S. government. 2, high-quality corporate preferred stocks, giving you 8% and more and backed by the resources of major U.S. corporations. 3, municipal bonds with tax-free yields that may be equivalent to up to 10 or 12% interest.
10 or 12%?
Depending on your tax bracket. If you're looking for high returns with low risk, call or stop in at any of the 220 offices of Dean Witter Reynolds.
On the Dutch Caribbean island of Curaçao Thursday night, police ended a hijacking by shooting and wounding the hijacker who had commandeered a Colombian airliner with 119 people aboard. Nearly all the passengers had been allowed to get off in Curaçao as the gunman demanded fuel and flight charts for Cuba. On an earlier stop in Aruba, he had shot and wounded the plane's flight engineer. Tornadoes struck near the Kansas-Missouri border Thursday evening, damaging nearly every house along a 12-mile path. A report from Susan Miller of station KMBZ in Kansas City.
The storm system formed over Oklahoma and southeastern Kansas before sweeping through farm communities to the south of the Kansas City metropolitan area. Kansas Highway Patrol Trooper Charles Alexander describes what happened near Paola. That's a small community near the Kansas-Missouri border.
Well, the storm hit about 3 miles north of Paola and then west. Damage to the outbuildings, sheds, barns, and so forth. Power lines are down, telephone lines are down. We're making a house-to-house search, determined damage, and so forth.
Law enforcement officials have confirmed reports of minor injuries on both sides of the state line. Damage was less extensive in Missouri. Baseball-sized hail damaged cars and crops, and heavy rains have prompted flash flood warnings around Paola. Susan Miller for CBS News in Kansas City.
The residents of Lark, Utah have voted to accept a corporate offer and leave town. Kennecott Copper owns the town and wants to expand a nearby mine. The company's offering to buy all the homes and pay relocation expenses. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee has declined to approve or disapprove President Carter's package of warplane sales to Israel, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia. The vote was a tie, 8-8. But the panel then decided to send the issue on to the full Senate for a vote, and that will assure a spirited floor debate. An unexpected rebuff to President Carter from that same committee. It voted 8-4 against lifting the 3-year-old arms embargo against Turkey. Both the White House and the Pentagon wanted that embargo dropped in order to strengthen U.S.-Turkish relations and to bolster the strength of the NATO alliance in the Eastern Mediterranean. Now this.
Get the long-lasting collar that kills both ticks and fleas. Put the plus on your pet, the Hart 2-in-1 Plus.
Forget about fleas and ticks all season long. Get the long-lasting Hart's 2-in-1 Plus collar. If it gets wet, the collar won't lose its effectiveness, even against ticks that carry dangerous Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Protect your dog, cat, and family.
Put the plus on your pet, the Hart 2-in-1 Plus.
I like pickles, but they don't like me.
Send your stomach some dry kale.
I like pizza, but it doesn't like me.
Send your stomach some dry kale.
Digel's special combination of antacid and anti-gas ingredients gives you fast, gentle relief from acid indigestion, heartburn, and gas in just minutes.
I like hot dogs, but they don't like me.
Send your stomach some dry kale.
For occasional use, only as directed.
NASA Thursday night finally managed to launch a communications satellite for the European Space Agency. It was sent aloft from Cape Canaveral by a Delta rocket. The launch was delayed 3 times in the past week by lightning and by technical problems. Last September, a similar attempt failed when the rocket exploded just after liftoff. The launch is part of an effort to develop a regional satellite communication system for the Europeans in the 1980s. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
Here's 78 on 78. News Radio 78, WBBM, Chicago.
WBBM News Time is 11:30. A very good evening to you. Frank Bernard with you at the anchor desk. Our writer-producer is Jim Bennis, our writer, Don Schubel, and these are among the stories we're watching for you this evening. No word yet on the identity of the man who hijacked a Colombian Airlines jet today or why he did it. The hijacking ended on the Caribbean island of Curaçao, where police rushed the plane and wounded the air pirate. A series of 60 earthquakes shook California's Santa Clara Valley today, while several other tremors hit the West Los Angeles area. No injuries or damage are reported. North Korea was warned today by the UN command at Panmunjom to keep its armed spy boats out of South Korean waters or face the possibility of having them sunk. The State Department says the U.S. and Soviet Union have agreed after 4 days of confidential talks in Helsinki to hold regular talks on limiting sales of conventional arms to other nations. We'll have details of these and other stories for you throughout the evening here on News Radio 7.